Thank you, Robert. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And friends, I need your help. If you'll give me some help, say, oh, yeah. Yeah. I knew I could count on you. So what I need for you to do is everybody on your feet right now. Everybody on your feet. Yes, we're going to have a good time right now. Everybody on their feet, I need you to do what I do. Raise your right hand. Put your right hand over your heart. Raise your left hand. And repeat after me. I believe in myself. I believe in others. I believe in me. I trust myself. I trust others. I trust me. I attract millions in private money. And I have a millionaire mind. Give yourself a big hand right now. Woo! Yes, y'all can have a seat. Y'all can have a seat. So my first question for you is, are you ready to have church? Somebody give me an amen. Amen. Somebody give me one more amen. Amen. Okay, here we go. Hey, I got a question for you. Can we have a lot of fun while we're having a learning session on making a lot of money? Yes? All right, here's what I want you to do. I know you got your pad, you got your pen, and I nearly about knocked her over. Anyway, get your pad and your pen out. And a friend of mine years ago told me, says, cut the gab and get on the pad. So let's start taking notes. At the top of your pad, I want you to write my name, Jay Connor, J-A-Y-C-O-N-N-E-R. I'm an E-R, not an O-R. So Jay Connor, and underneath my name, I'd like for you to write my title, which is The Private Money Authority. The Private Money Authority. So when you come back to these notes, you're going to know what this is all about. So let me tell you something right off the bat. This is a world that we're talking about this afternoon that's very, very different from the traditional world of borrowing money. The traditional world of borrowing money, whether it's for your real estate deals or whether it's for anything else, the traditional world, what do? You go to Mr. or Mrs. Banker, and you get on your hands and knees, and you put your hands underneath your chin, and you say, please fund my deal. Please fund my deal. Guess what? In this world, there's no asking for money. Did you know that Carol Joy, my wife, is in the back? You'll get to meet her after my talk. Did you know that in all these years, since we've been raising and attracting private money, I've never asked anybody for money? And they say, Jay, how in the world have you got $8.5 million to fund your real estate deals and you never ask anybody for money? Well, here's the answer. Instead of asking somebody for money, I put my teacher hat on. My private money teacher hat. And I teach people in what we call our warm market what private money and self-directed IRAs are all about. Did you know that Carol Joy and I right now have got 47, how many? 47 private lenders, individuals, just like you and me, that are funding our real estate deals. And did you know that not one of these private lenders ever heard of private money? They never heard of private lending until I put on my teacher hat. And I started teaching them what private money is. And what I'm going to show you here step by step, and by the way, there's 5 steps in the warm market to getting more private money than you could ever use. How many steps? 5 steps. But these people did not know what private money and private lending is, and it doesn't take long at all to attract this money. Back to not asking and not begging and not chasing and not persuading and not selling. You see, we don't sell anybody on anything. Sometimes when you go to the Mr. and Mrs. Banker, you feel like you're having to put on your sales hat to sell your deal. Did you know that not only have we not ever asked anybody for money, I've never pitched a deal. And they say, Jay, how in the world do you get your deals funded? We're buying three this month. We don't do that many deals. We're in Eastern North Carolina. We do 2 to 3 deals a month, average profit, $78,000. But I never ask or pitch a deal. They say, Jay, how do you get somebody to fund your deal without asking? Raise your hand if you want to know how that works right now. I'm in the right room. Here it is. Here's the secret. We separate the conversations. There's a writer downer right there. We separate the conversations between teaching your private lending program. Whose private lending program? Your private lending, our private lending program. We separate the conversations of teaching somebody what private money is and then having them to fund a deal. Let me tell you exactly what I'm talking about. By the way, raise your hand if you think you know the answer to this question. When's the worst time in the world to be looking for funding for a deal? When you need it. When you need it. Desperation has a smell. So we're not combining the conversations with a private lender, a potential private lender, teaching program, and talking about a deal. So we separate the conversations. What does that look like? Well, first of all, we teach our private lending program. My suggestion to you is just duplicate my program. It seems to have been working pretty good since 2009. The interest rate we pay, I'm going to go over all that with you in this session. But we teach it. Put on your teacher hat. You teach your private lending program without bringing up any kind of deal. And then after you teach, by the way, it takes 20 minutes to have this little short conversation. We're going to talk about private lender luncheons and events in this session as well. But we teach the program, what interest rate do we pay? 8%, by the way. 8%, no origination fees, no extension fees, no down payment, and we bring home a big check when we buy. Who wants to get paid to buy houses? No down payment. Every private lender loan is a no down payment deal out of your pocket. We bring home big checks when we buy. My favorite phrase on my attorney's real estate stub is excess cash to close. And I love me some excess cash, right? So we teach the program and they love it. They love the program. Maybe they never heard of self or of how to use their retirement accounts to be in real estate totally passively. If they've got retirement accounts, then we introduce them to our self-directed IRA company that we recommend. By the way, here's another writer downer. You will miss out on over half of your private money unless you establish a relationship with a self-directed IRA rep. And they're here at this convention. One of them here that I do business with, I get my deals funded in 3 days. 3 days from the time they even know anything about it. So we teach the program. They love it. Maybe they needed to move some retirement funds over to the self-directed IRA company. No tax effect, no penalties. And so now they're ready to go. I'm still teaching you right now how we do this without asking for money. See, I haven't asked for any money yet. I just taught them the program. They told me they loved the program. And you know what I told them? I said, I'll put your money to work for you just as soon as possible. And so, a little bit of time will go by, and I'll call them up. Here's a writer downer. This is called the good news phone call. It's more like the great news phone call. And so we call them up, and I say, and let's say John is one of my new private lenders, and I call up John on the phone. I say, John, I've got great news for you. I can now put your money to work for you. He's expecting the call. He's been sitting by the phone. In fact, if he has already moved his retirement funds over to a self-directed IRA company, he's really waiting for the phone call because he ain't making any money until he puts those funds to work. And he's ethically, and I'm ethically, bound to put his money to work because he moved the funds over because he's waiting for me to make a phone call for him to fund a deal. So I call him and give him the great news phone call. John, I got great news for you. I can now put your money to work. And then I tell him 4 things about the deal. I say, I've got a house in Newport. I tell him the location, not the address. He could care less. I got a house in Newport with an after-repaired value of $200,000. So I give John the after-repaired value. The reason I'm giving him this information is because he already knows the program. He knows my loan-to-value of after-repaired value. So I told him where it was located, the after-repaired value. And I said, John, the funding required to fund this deal is $150,000. That's 75% of the after-repaired value. John, I know he's got $150,000. He already told me. He's waiting for the phone call. For the good news. And then the fourth thing I tell him, I said, and funding is, I mean, the closing is next Friday. So you'll need to have your funds wired to my real estate attorney or title company, escrow company, by next Thursday because we're closing next Friday. End of conversation. I didn't ask John if he wanted to fund the deal. Of course he wants to fund the deal. That's the most stupid question in the world I could ask him. Well, I don't know, maybe I don't want to fund. Of course he wants to fund the deal. He's waiting for the phone call because I'm not bringing him a deal that doesn't match up to the program. Raise your hand if I'm making sense so far. Is this making sense? All right, excellent. So let's jump right in. Have you ever imagined what it would be like to, first of all, live in the home of your dreams with no mortgage payment, drive your luxury cars, travel the world, set your own schedule? And so I just want to make sure I'm in the right room one more time. If you want to learn step by step right now, how to make money really fast, say, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. One more time, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. So I'm going to show you here in the presentation how to never miss out on a deal because you didn't have the money. Raise your hand high if you've ever missed out on a deal because you did not have the money. Raise them high, raise them high, raise them high. Yep, okay, about 70% of you. Guess what? I raised my hand too. I know what it feels like to miss out on a deal. Prior to private money, right? I've never missed out on a deal. Prior to private money in 2009. So I've got a guarantee for you. I got a what? A guarantee. By the end of my talk, you're going to know exactly how to never miss out on a deal because you didn't have the funding. I'm also going to show you the steps needed to attract unlimited funding for your deals. Which is easier? You all tell me. Which is easier, chasing or attracting? Attracting. We're not chasing. You know, it just seems to me in the past when I would chase money, it would just seem to like elude me, right? So we're not chasing, we're not begging, we're attracting by teaching. And thirdly, I'm going to show you my complete system designed with your success in mind. What I mean by that is I'm only going to share with you this afternoon exactly what works in mine and Carol Joy's world. No fluff, no theory, this is what's working. I'm also going to show you here how to attract funding from three different sources. How many sources? Three. Let's write them down right now. Here's where you're going to get private money. You're going to get private money, first of all, number one, from what we call your warm market. Your what market? Your warm market. Now, what's your warm market? That's people you know. They're in your cell phone, etc. The second category of private money is what we call your expanded warm market. That's all about networking. So at mine and Carol Joy's live events, we really dig deep in how to expand your warm market very, very quickly. Raise your hand high if you think there's a direct correlation between your network and your net worth. Absolutely. So that's the second category of private lenders. And the third category of private lenders are existing private lenders. Existing private lenders. Now, those are individuals like you and me that are already loaning money out from their investment capital or their retirement accounts. You say, well, Jay, where in the world are you going to find them people? I'll tell you where you find existing private lenders. Right through using this tablet, which takes you to my private lender data feed. What in the world is the private lender data feed? Well, the private lender data feed, we update every month. And in the data feed, we get every from public records, a record of every closing in the nation. In the nation. Of every private lender loan. I'm not talking institutional money. I'm talking individuals that are funding deals. And you can go into the data feed and you can search by zip code. Put your zip code in, anybody's zip code in, and you can search 25 miles out to 500 miles from anywhere and find every private lender's contact information and how much they're loaning out and the interest rate they're getting in the private lender data feed. More on that to come, but those are the three categories where you'll find private lenders. In addition to that, I'm going to show you how to locate these 12,000 new private lenders in the data feed and how I raised step-by-step $2,150,000 when the banks cut me off. Raise your hand if you remember what was happening in 2007, 8, and 9. Raise them high. Yes. Well, in this world, you don't have to worry about that happening to you again. Is that okay? Say yes. Because in this world, we make the rules. Who makes the rules? We make the rules. I got a question for you. Do we lend the same way we borrow? No, we do not lend the same way we borrow. So, as you're focusing in, I'm going to teach you three things right here. How to buy properties with none of your money. How much of your money? None. Who likes that program? None of your money. Oh, my lands. The traditional way, we're going to be taking money to the closing table, right? But in this world, we're not taking money to the closing table. We're bringing money back home from the closing table. I'm also going to show you how to get multiple checks on every deal you do. You see, the traditional way to get a check from a real estate deal is when you cash out. Or if you're doing some creative financing, you'll get that non-refundable lease option deposit or option fee, depending on the kind of deal you're doing. But with using private money, you can get at least two checks every time, sometimes more. Let's write it down what they are. Let's write down, when do you get money from a private lender deal? Number one check you get is when you buy. Here's a side note for you to make. If you can't bring home a big check when you buy, you shouldn't do the deal. That's a check and balance. If you can't bring home a check when you buy, with all cash, private money, you shouldn't do the deal. And when you learn my formula on that, you'll understand why. The second time you get a check is if you're selling on terms and you use private money to buy it, you'll get a large non-refundable lease option deposit if you're selling on terms, rent to own. And then thirdly, at cash out. When you cash out, you get another check. And I tell you, I don't know another strategy in this world of real estate to where private money can make the biggest difference in your checkbook the fastest. If you're struggling with cash flow, private money just fixed that. Because the average check that I bring home when I buy a deal is $30,000 to $40,000 when I buy and take no money to the closing table. Now, raise your hand if you are interested in doing some rehabs. Any rehabs in here? A few rehabs? A few of you? Well, let's get this straight. Private money is not just for rehab deals. Private money is when the seller requires all the cash, period. Whether it needs rehab or not. But if you're going to be doing a rehab, using private money, you'll get all your rehab money up front. In this world, write it down. There are no draws. No draws. There's no draw schedule. You got all your draw up front when you bought. Okay? So talk about putting you in control. So rehabs, no matter what kind of house it is, if the seller requires all the cash, you'll use private money. Now, my acquisitionist has been with me and Carol Joy now for about 15 years. She's a good negotiator. I'm a pretty good negotiator myself. In reviewing thousands of property lead sheets, I have discovered that 87%, what percent? 87% of FSBOs, for sale by owners, will not sell to me creatively. 13% will. 13% will sell to me subject to the existing note, seller financing, etc. 87% will not. What do those 87% require? All the cash, right? And so sometimes I'll have someone tell me, they say, Jay, I don't need any private money. You see, I just want to do what they call the pretty house business. Excuse me, the pretty house business, right? I just want to do the pretty house business. I just want to do terms. Well, that's your decision. That's all well and good. But if you just do the pretty house business, you're going to miss out on 87% of the deals. Because we know in the real world, most people require all the cash. Now, I'm going to lead with buying terms if I can. If I can. But I got the private money to go if the terms don't work. Therefore, we don't miss out on any deals. Also, I want to know by a show of hands here in the room, how many of y'all, in addition to single family houses, are also interested in some small apartments or duplexes, quadplexes, triplexes? Guess what? For all of you that just raised your hand, it's all the same money. It's all the same money. It's the same private money. We're just going to structure the deals differently. So who's a private lender? An individual, a human being, just like you and me, that loans money from their investment capital and or their retirement funds. Carol, Joe, and I have got individuals that are loaning us money on our deals on using their investment capital and using their retirement funds, and some are just using their retirement funds. It's a one-on-one transaction with no middle person involved. It's straight between you and the lender. So no banks, no institutions in this world, and they're not a business partner. I want you to write this down. Write this down. The private lender does not own the property. The private lender does not own the property. The private lender is not a joint venture in this world. You know, the old business model is somebody puts up the money, that's the private lender, then we do the work, and then what do you do at the end of the deal? You share in the profits, right? That's the old traditional model. Not this world. Write this down. The private lender is the bank. The private lender is the bank, which means it's your land trust or your LLC or whatever entity it is that you're buying in. You get to keep 100% of the profits, and of course, you're going to be doing interest expense, but you're not joint venturing in the deal. You're using the private lender just like the bank. And when I say not institutional money, I'm not talking about hard money lenders as well. Now, we got a ton of hard money lenders here at the event. Some of mine and Carol Joy's best friends are hard money lenders. And in fact, they've used some of the techniques that you and I are talking about here this afternoon to go raise money for their funds. I say establish as many relationships as you can with people. But I just want us to be straight. We're not talking institutional money in this world. We're talking one-on-one. In fact, I want you to write this down. All these deals are called one-offs. One-offs. O-N-E-O-F-F-S. One-offs. And what a one-off means is we're not pooling money, we're not raising money for a fund. You got a private lender or a couple of private lenders that are funding one deal. And they're each getting their own promissory note and deed of trust or mortgage. So all these transactions are one-offs. So why in the world do I love private money? Well, first of all, it's the fastest and best way to get your first deal if you've never had a deal. So I'm really interested to know, here in this room is still looking to get their first deal. Raise your hand high if you're looking to get your first deal. All right, two of you. So the rest of you are going to raise your hand. How many of y'all have done a bunch of real estate deals? Yes, that's the rest of you. I'm in the right room. Okay, so we're going to get a lot of private money fast. In this world, we make the rules. We make the rules. We write the program. I say duplicate mine. What's my program? It's 20 points. A few of them are. I'm paying 8% interest only, or letting the interest accrue, and no points and no extension fees, and bring home a big check. Those are the big points. So we make the rules, as I said right there. Now, we structure a lot of these deals with no monthly payments. Now, stop and think about the cash flow here for a second. You buy a house or whatever property. You take no money to the closing table, you bring home a big check, and you don't have to make any monthly payments. That's only on a short-term flip. That's only on a short-term flip if you're not making monthly payments. But guess what? What if you are making monthly payments? In fact, Carol Joy and I have got a number of private lenders that are older, and they require monthly payments because they're living off of their investments with us, their loans to us. Well, follow the cash flow on this. You buy a house or a property. You take no money to the closing table. You bring home a big check, and now they do need monthly payments. Whose money are you using initially to make their monthly payments? Their money. Who likes that program, right? Talk about fixing your cash flow. Now, we got to get that. We got to get that property either flipped or we got to get it cash flowing because that money's going to run out. So you can structure the deals different ways. No origination fees. It puts us in control. Here's a big one and a writer downer. Oh, my lands. Talking about closing quickly, all of our offers, we put in the offer to purchase that we can close all cash in 7 days. 7 days. I mean, you know, using traditional money, particularly at the local bank, I'm surprised anything ever closes. What happens to those W-2s and verifications of income? I don't know what they do with them and lose them three times, right? So I get deals off, my offers get accepted more often than my competition. And by the way, when you're doing the business this way, you ain't got no competition. So I get more offers accepted because I can close quickly, even when the competition is making a higher offer. So closing quickly, very, very important. And with private money, there's no hurry to pay it off, as opposed to institutional money, right? The private lenders don't want the money back. Because if you give them the money back, I mean, a brand new private lender, and I'm calling them up to let them know I'm cashing out, the first thing they'll say to me is say, Jay, can't you just keep the money? And the answer is no. I'm not going to keep the money. Unless I substitute the collateral. That's sort of an advanced conversation. We do a lot of substitutions of collateral, keeping the note in play and just changing the property that's collateralizing that note, right? But they don't want the money back. So, of course, there's no extension fees. There's no hurry to pay it back. Talk about fixing your cash flow problems, and your credit's got absolutely nothing to do with how much money you can get. When I was borrowing money from the local bank, my credit mattered. Not in this world. Credit score don't matter. Write this down. Private money is a collateral loan. That's why it don't matter. Private money is a collateral loan. We're not borrowing unsecured money. Don't miss that. We're not borrowing unsecured money. Every note is being backed by the real estate that we're buying. And here's another big one. No personal guarantees. There's a writer downer. When I was borrowing money from the institutions, I had to personally guarantee every note that I did. Not only did the real estate back it, but our personal assets backed it. But in this world, no personal guarantees. Unlimited money supply, for goodness sakes. Prior to COVID, there were $18 trillion in cash sitting on the sidelines. This side of COVID, of course, by the way, when COVID came along, all the institutional lenders shut down. I started having more private money chase me than ever before when everybody else shut down. Why? Because they didn't know what to do with their money safely and securely, and I had the solution to that, right? And so now on this side of COVID, 3 years down the road, $31 trillion in cash sitting on the sidelines. That might take care of us in this room. You got plenty of money. You can do all the deals that you want. My favorite reason for private money is we receive multiple checks on every deal that we do, and at least you're going to get a check when we buy, and you'll get a check when we sell. Now, when are you going to use private money? First of all, when the seller requires all the cash. Now, whether that's a FSBO for sale by owner, they require all the cash, or if it's a bank-owned property, right? Or if it's a short sale, if it's an auction, and as I said a moment ago, FSBOs for sale by owner, after negotiating thousands of property lead sheets, 87% will not sell to me creatively, which means I'm going to use the private money even for the FSBOs. And why private money now more than ever before? Well, first of all, loan approvals are becoming pretty difficult in the institutional world. Put aside the interest rates, for goodness sakes, at the local bank down the street. Many brokers, here's what Samantha says, here's why it's gotten so much harder to get a loan in the U.S. Many brokers no longer offer home equity lines of credit. You know, one strategy that people out there use is they'll get a HELOC on their personal house to go do real estate. I don't ever recommend that. But anyway, they've tightened up. Look at this. Highest rejection rates on mortgage applications since June of 2018, increasing 13% for mortgages, 23% overall. Guess what? In this world, it don't matter because we're not applying. I've got great news for you. You are approved as a borrower. Nobody's got to approve you. All you got to do is approve the lenders that you want to work with, and I'll tell you, you're going to have a big problem before you know it, and it's a good problem. You're going to have more money than you can use to doing your real estate deals, doing the business the way that we do it. The Fed, this is a record in history. The Fed has raised interest rates 11 times from March 22 to September this year. Do you know how many times I have raised the rates? Did you notice who I said I? How many times I've raised the rates on paying my private lender since 2009? Zero. Why? Because you and I make the rules in this world. So why would a private lender be interested in doing business with us? We know why we want to do business with them. Well, here's some big reasons. First of all, they are investing with us safely and securely. How's it safe and secure for them? Well, first of all, it is safe because we're borrowing a maximum, if it's a rehab, of 75% of the after-repaired value, okay? Secondly, they can earn a lot of money. Now, interest rates in the banks are way up. First Citizens Bank out of North Carolina is now paying 4.5% on a seven-month CD. Seven-month CD. But guess what? Our private lender is like 8%, a lot better than 4.5%. And their investment's not volatile. So what am I contrasting private money to? I'm contrasting it to the stock market. Because you see, when people invest in the stock market, the value of their investment is going up and down all the time. I want you to write this down. The principal loan amount remains the same until cash out. The private lender's principal loan amount remains the same. In other words, the value of their investment does not change. Because when they invest in the stock market, the value of that investment can be worth less tomorrow or worth more tomorrow. But in this world, in this program, they know exactly what their rate of return is going to be. So the opportunities now, the banker down the street is tightened up or isn't even lending. I mean, I was with Truist for a long time. And right now, to get a commercial loan for real estate investors, pretty tight down there at Truist. Over $31 trillion is available to borrow without private money. The question is, how are you going to fund your all-cash deals? And I got another question for you. You repeat after me and answer it. When would now be a good time to get private money? You got it right. And I got another question for you. Raise your hand high if you think I've got something to offer you at the end of my talk. That hurts, but I'm not going to let you down. All right. So who in the world is Jay Connor, and how am I qualified to share with you about private money? Well, here's just a little overview. Carol Jo and I have been investing full-time in single-family houses since 2003 in our teeny tiny little market of 40,000 people. We don't do that many deals. But the math works out okay. We do 2 to 3 houses a month in our 40,000 market. Average profits now are $78,000. I don't tell you that to brag. I tell you that to make a point. And the point is, when you got private money and you know how to find the deals, which I can show you how to do that too before other real estate investors even know about these opportunities, you don't have to do that many deals. We do 2 to 3 deals a month, average $78,000. You don't a piece. You don't have to be in a big market to make a huge impact. So we've rehabbed now over 500 single-family houses since we've been doing this. And we've probably been in single-family, but we also do commercial. We've been blessed to work less than 10 hours a week and been blessed to net over seven figures a year doing this business. We've done commercial real estate as well, built a shopping center from the ground up. We've done a couple of condominium developments. My passion is consulting with real estate investors just like you, and I've got two-time best-selling books out there. So how in the world did we get started in private money? Well, I can tell you how we didn't get started. I just didn't wake up one morning and say, I think I'll go raise me some private money. Doesn't work that way. Raise your hand high if you think the most growth in your life personally and business takes place in the valley when there's a problem. Yeah? Who can relate to this by a show of hands? Who has gone through a difficulty in your life? It could have been personal, financial, health, relationships, career, any kind of big problem. And when you came out on the other side and you lived through it and you looked back, raise your hand if you would agree you were a better person now than what you were going through, and because of that, you're blessed. Yeah? That's how I got in private money. I remember it just like it was yesterday. I was sitting in my office, January 2009. Carol Joy and I had already been doing the business from 2003. And I was sitting in my office, and I picked up the phone. I had two houses under contract that represented over $100,000 in profit. And I picked up the phone to call my banker. His name was Steve. And I told him about these two houses. He went quiet on the other end of the phone, which is never a good sign. He cleared his throat. He says, Jay, I'm sorry, but the bank has closed your line of credit. Shut you down. Have you ever heard somebody say something on the other end of the phone or in person, and your brain is saying to yourself, did I just hear what I think I just heard, right? And so I said to Steve, I said, what do you mean? The bank has shut me down. My first thought was, it sure would have been nice to know this before I put earnest money down on them two houses, right? And so I said, what do you mean the bank has shut me down? He says, Jay, don't you know there's a global financial crisis going on? I said, no, but now I got a financial crisis. I got two deals that need funding, and you've shut me down with no notice. So I put the phone down, and I sat there for a minute. And here's the question I asked myself. I said, who do I know that can help me with my problem? And by the way, these people that say, oh, every problem is an opportunity, I want to throw up. I didn't have an opportunity, I had a problem. I didn't have a way to fund these deals. So I said, who can help me with my problem? So I thought of our dear friend, Jeff Blankenship. He lived in Greensboro, North Carolina at the time. And I called up Jeff, I told him what happened. He said, welcome to the club, Jay. I said, what club? He said, the bank shut me down last week. I said, well, what are you going to do to fund your deals? He says, well, have you heard of this gentleman named Ron LeGrand in Jacksonville, Florida? I said, no. He said, have you heard of self-directed IRAs? I said, no. He said, have you heard of private money? I said, what's private money? Jeff said, I don't know, but Ron LeGrand says we can get a lot of it. So I went to Jacksonville, Florida in February 2009 to my very first real estate investing conference. I thought I knew all there was needed to know about single family houses until I had a big problem. So Carol didn't go with me on the first one, so went down there to Jacksonville, Florida, went to Ron LeGrand's seminar, and I went there to learn about private money. I learned a whole bunch more too. But I learned about private money, and let me tell you, when I was on the phone with Steve, my banker, I learned a really, really important lesson. And that was, I was going about this business the wrong way. You see, I only had one lender. That was Truist. Now we got 47. You don't need 47. You just need one or two to get you started. And I'll get you started in less than 30 days and get you over $500,000 in private money. So the lesson I learned is the most dangerous number in any business is what number? One. I had one lender. I learned that lesson. We're going to spread the eggs in the basket, right? And so I was going about it the wrong way. And I was allowing my lenders to make the rules. And now in this world, since 2009, we make the rules on borrowed money. So as Steve, my banker, told me, there was this financial global crisis going on that now I knew about. And I said, what am I going to do to fund my deals? Ron LeGrand initially gave me the key to private money. And we haven't missed out on a deal since. So I went back home from that seminar, and I put my private lending program together. And as I said when I started out, I went about with my teacher hat on. And I started teaching people that we go to church with, Rotary Club, Business Networking International, what private money is and what our program is. And by the way, I didn't go around town chasing people. I'm going to show you here in the next five steps how we got the money to start chasing us on automatic. So because of private money, we're able to do, as I said, over 500 rehab deals. And by the way, all those rehab deals have taken place since we learned about private money. Never missing out. Here's a house in Morehead City, all funded with private money. This house, we profited $80,000. And look, we always bring home a check when we buy. So we brought home an $18,000 check when we bought it and got a $79,000 check right there when we sold it. Here's another house in our area, all funded with private money on Steep Point Road. Brought home a $65,000 check when we bought it. It was a gut job and didn't take any money to the closing table. We never do. Never take money to the closing table. So here's what's going to happen to you that's happened to me. As soon as you start attracting private money in your world just using my steps, you're going to have other private lenders referring money to you. I have not actively taught anybody about private money in the past few years except those that were referred to me, right? And the same thing's going to happen to you. $1,300,000 just last year in referral private money. So where can you get the private money? Well, there's the warm market, people you know, and then there is what we call existing private lenders. And these existing private lenders, as I said, you're going to have access to through the tablet in the private lender data feed, and I'll tell you how that works. In fact, a little bit more about this, we get over 12,000 new loans closed a month nationwide in the data feed. You get access to these private lenders, their contact information. And look, a lot of these lenders are closing deals today. Can you believe it? 6% and 7%? I don't try to talk them into 8, right? So you get access to all their contact information. So here's the five easy steps I told you about when we started out. I want you to write them down. These are the exact five steps I used and I have been using since I started private money in our warm market. So step number one, make your list. That's the shorter way to say identify potential private lenders. Make your list. Again, these people are in your cell phone. You know a lot more people than you think you know. They're in your cell phone. They're in your email list. Social media. And I don't mean your fake Facebook friends. I mean the people you really know. They're LinkedIn, social media. There's Instagram, there's TikTok, and for goodness sakes, what in the world's Snapchat, I don't know. But all them people are in your warm market, right? Well, in my private money success system, which you'll have access to at the end of my talk, on Kajabi, you'll actually get a mentor or coach in your pocket. You can Bluetooth the training right through your car and listen to it. But in my system, I show you how to identify your top 50 potential private lenders in your market. But let me tell you where I want you to start making your list. Write this down. Start with retired people. People who are retired have got a pretty good chance of having retirement funds. So who's in your cell phone? Who's in your contacts? Who do you go to church with? Who's at the Chamber of Commerce? Who's in your neighborhood? Who's a coworker or former coworker that's retired? Perfect, perfect person to get high rates of return safely and securely. I'm telling you, there's millions of dollars in your contact list, right? Not even talking about the existing private lenders through the tablet. In my private money success system, which, by the way, I'm so excited. I've been teaching private money to other real estate investors since 2011. In fact, John and Stephanie Iannotti, they were one of the first. They took mercy on me, but they were one of the first RIAs to invite me to teach about private money long time years ago. Anyway, I've been teaching it since 2011, but just 2 weeks ago, John, I launched the brand new Private Money Success System. It's about 6 hours long, all brand new techniques of attracting and raising private money, and it's now on Kajabi, so there's no information in a box, John. There's no box to be shipped. It's being delivered instantly on Kajabi, you know, digitally. I'm so excited about the new system. Anyway, in the new Private Money Success System, in fact, all of y'all in this room are going to be one of the first to even have access to it. I teach how to get 3 new markets of private money that you probably wouldn't even think about. So that's step number one. Make your list. Make your list of people you know. And the Private Money Success System will walk you right through quickly who should be on that list. Number two, we're going to have an opening casual conversation with the people on your list. All right, now I'm going to show you in step number three how you don't have to run around having 50 conversations. We're going to put this on automatic. But step number two, we're going to have two kinds of conversations. There's called the direct method. And you all can tell me the other method. What is it? The what method? The indirect method. So I want to break these down for you. Now, the Private Money Success System goes all into this in much detail. But let me give you the overview. The direct method. The direct method employs a technique that I call the magic question. So I want you to write the magic question down. This is a question that you want to memorize and let it just roll off your tongue without you having to think about nothing. Here's the magic question. Do you have investment capital or retirement funds not giving you a high rate of return safely and securely? One more time. Magic question. Do you have investment capital or retirement funds not giving you a high rate of return safely and securely? Now, obviously, you're not going to start out a conversation with that question, right? You're going to have some casual conversation leading up to that, but the casual conversation does lead up to that. Write this down. I love did you know questions. So let's talk about a little conversation starter for a moment. I love conversation starters, and these were people I know. Did you know? Here's one of my favorite did you know questions. Did you know there's a way people can make unlimited tax-free income per year? Did you know there's a way people can make unlimited tax-free income per year? Well, of course they're not. If you're talking to somebody, you know, they're not going to know the answer to that question. When they say no, my next question is, have you ever heard of self-directed IRAs? And of course they haven't. Answers that no. So now that opens up a conversation about Roth IRAs and how they can use a Roth IRA to invest in real estate passively if they or someone knows that has retirement funds. So I love conversation starters like that. The Private Money Success System goes into all that. So that's the magic question. Direct. Now, I want you to raise your hand if you know somebody that's loaded. So think of somebody in your mind that's loaded. And raise your hand if you might be a little intimidated asking that question because you're afraid they're going to think that's none of your business. Anybody think of somebody like that? Right? Well, guess what? Now we're going to talk about the indirect method. I employed the indirect method with one of our very first private lenders. So here's the way it works. I want you to write this down. Quote, unquote, I need your help. Write that down. I need your help. I need your help. So how in the world is the indirect method using I need your help? Well, I'll tell you a short little story as to how this works. This is exactly what happened. I came back from Ron LeGrand's event. Remember, I had those two deals under contract, right? $100,000. Came back from the event, and it was a Wednesday night on Bible study at 7:30 at night. Carol Joy and I were going to Bible study, and I was thinking about a particular person that I had in mind that I had known a while. And I walked into the foyer. Let's say his name was Frank. I walked into the foyer, and I said, Frank, I got something I want to talk with you about confidentially after Bible study. Can we visit for a few minutes?" He said, "Well, Brother Jay, of course." So we sit down, we have the announcements, we have a couple of songs, we have the opening prayer, we divide up into Bible classes, and we come back in, and we have an invitation, and we have a song, and then we have the closing prayer. And Frank sat way on the other side of the auditorium from me and Carol Joy over here. So I raised up, and I looked over. Now, Frank at the time was about 75 years old. Older men don't look good when they trot or they run. But I'm looking over there at Frank, and Frank is trotting to the back of the auditorium, and he's coming over here to me, and he comes up to me, and he says, "Brother Jay, what you got in mind?" I'm thinking to myself, Frank hadn't been thinking much about during Bible study, except what I wanted to talk with him about confidentially after church, right? So anyway, I said, "Well, Frank, follow me on down here to the nursery." So I went down here to the nursery, and Frank is following me down here, and so we shut the door. And Frank is standing here, and here's exactly what I said to Frank. Here's exactly what I said to him. I said, "Frank, you know everybody in this town." And he did. He was the original Zenith television dealer. Now, if you don't know who the Zenith television dealer was, that's because you're too young and you don't remember life before Walmart. You see, before Walmart came to town, you went to the Zenith dealer to buy your TV and to get your TV repaired. Well, Frank, he had put a TV in everybody's house. I said, "Frank, you know everybody in this town. You're plugged into the Rotary Club." And here I said the indirect method. I said, "Frank, I need your help." He said, "What do you need, Brother Jay?" I said, "Well, I have now opened up my real estate investing business to people that I know and trust, and it's by referral only. And here's what I need your help with, Frank. When you run into somebody that's complaining about the certificate of deposit rates or the volatility of the stock market or losing money in the stock market, would you refer them to me? Because I'm now paying insane high rates of return." Frank looked at me and he said, "Now, Brother Jay, what you got in mind?" I said, "Well, now, Frank, are you saying you might be interested?" He said, "Well, me and my wife were only getting about 3% in the bank, which you could in 2009. He said, "What kind of rate are you paying?" And I said, "Well, that depends on the deal. What sounds high to you, Frank?" He said, "I don't know, maybe 5 or 6%. I said, "Frank, I can't pay you 5 or 6%, but I can pay you 8%. He said, "Put me down for $250,000. So you see how the indirect method's working. I sincerely was asking him to spread the word and asking for his help. But do you think somebody might be interested in finding out what you got going on if they've got investment capital, right? So the indirect method, there's no pressure. God created us to help other people. And when I say, "Would you help me?" Of course they want to help me. So that's how the indirect method works in a nutshell. Step number three is now we're going to spread the word on automatic. So here's how we're actually going to get the word out without chasing anybody. Okay? Step number three. We have what's called the 16-minute audio, which is titled Stress-Free Investing. Stress-Free Investing. And this is how we attract the money to us without running around. Now, for years, we produced CDs for our members that come into our community. We still do. But there's a lot of people that, you know, don't play CDs. So we also convert this audio into an MP3 and also a QR code that sends to a website. And here's the way it works. You see, the purpose of this audio is not, is what? Is not to sell your private lending program to anybody. The purpose of this audio is to introduce people on your list. You can email it to them. You can text it to them. You can text the QR code, etc. The purpose of this audio is to introduce to people in your warm market what private money is, because most people haven't even heard about it. It goes 16 minutes long. The purpose of it is also to swell up the greed glands in their neck, so they can't wait to hear the details of your private lending program, my private lending program that you're going to duplicate. They can't wait to hear it. And so here's the way it works. I remember, like it was just like last week, I'd come home, I'd put my private lending program together. And by the way, Frank, that told me to put me down for $250,000, I went to his and his wife's home the next day with the complete 20-point private lending program. And then that's when they went from $250,000 to $500,000. By the way, here's a writer downer. Private lenders always have more than they tell you. They always have more than they tell you. So Frank went from 250 to 400 when he had his wife see it. But anyway, back to my story. So I got my audio, and we live in Morehead City, only 8,000 people. And the Medical Park Pharmacy on Penny Lane in Morehead City on Monday night at 7:30 was having this little clinic on how you can lose weight. And I wanted to lose a little weight. And so I got there, and I didn't know what the deal was until I got there. I got there, and they've got this presenter that is selling these female hormone drops. That if you put these female hormone drops underneath your tongue, you can eat all the Cheetos you want in 30 days and lose 30 pounds. I said, sign me up. I like Cheetos. So anyway, while I was there at this little presentation at the Medical Park Pharmacy, there was this guy there by the name of Al. I never met Al before in my life. But Al needed more female hormone drops than I did, if you know what I mean. So I'm visiting with Al, and I don't know what he's doing. But anyway, he seemed to be professional. And so he got his female hormone drops, and I got my female hormone drops. And before he's leaving, I said to Al, I said, by the way, I got a CD in the car for you that I want to go get for you. I'll be right back. So I went to the car. I got the CD titled Stress-Free Investing. I handed it to him. I said, Al, this little 16-minute audio will show you how to get higher rates of return on your investments than you can make more money than anywhere else. And by the way, it's got nothing to do with multi-level marketing. And so he took the CD. I didn't get his phone number. I just remembered Al. And so the CD's got my cell phone number on it. So Al disappears. That was Monday night. On Thursday afternoon, Al calls me up, had the cell number on the CD. He said, Jay, I've listened to this audio 3 times. When can we get together? I heard his greed glands swelling up over the phone as I was talking to him. You see, we want to let the tools do the work. Let the what do the work? Let the tools do the work. We're not chasing, begging, selling, persuading. We're letting the audio get them to chase us. So when can we get together? I said, when you want to get together. He said, well, I'm traveling right now. So he came to my office that coming Monday, walked into the conference room. We sat down, and I said, by the way, Al, what do you do? He said, multi-level marketing. I said, really? Al had a problem. Al had over $1 million in cash sitting in his checking account. And he didn't know what to do with it. And it was my ethical responsibility to relieve him of his problem, right? So we sat down. I opened up my laptop, and I pulled up my PowerPoint. You can use my PowerPoint. I got the exact PowerPoint in the Private Money Success System. You can download it right to your laptop. So I pulled up my little PowerPoint. And we talked through the private money program. The private money program. See, I put on my teacher hat. See, the CD, the audio didn't tell him what the deal was. It just got him greedy. So we go over the program. I told him I'm going to pay him 8%. I taught him in the program how he can get his money back in 90 days if he's got an emergency, how long the note is, frequency of payments, etc. How he's going to be named as the mortgagee on the insurance policy to protect him. You know, went over it. Got to the end of the little PowerPoint conversation. Al became our next $500,000 private lender. And I ain't met the man, except at the pharmacy a week ago. And so he had more than he told me. He quickly became our $750,000. Then he went to $1 million, right? And so there's two morals to this story. Number one, always have the audio ready to hand out, text, email, or give them the QR code and let it do the work and let them chase you. The second moral of the story is don't waste your money on female hormone drops. They do not work. But always have the audio. All right, number four. So here we are. This is teaching. You got your teacher hat on. So we're teaching the private lending program to someone that's interested. They got money. They're unhappy with their returns. So you're going to get access right through Kajabi. You're going to get an email from me, my email address, with access right into the Private Money Success System. And you'll have access directly to my PowerPoint. You can download it right there on your laptop. And if you can read, you can use it. And you can meet one-on-one. Or I got a whole bonus section in the Private Money Success System on private lender events and private lender luncheons. I've raised $969,000 at just one private lender luncheon. And you can use the same PowerPoint that you can download to your laptop. You can use it in any kind of group settings, webinars, luncheons, Zoom parties, etc. Let the tools do the work. And then number five is a verbal pledge. What kind of pledge? A verbal pledge. So Al told me how much he had to work with. Frank told me how much he had to work with. I'm not going to ask him to sign any papers or, you know, promise to hold money for me. But we are going to put the money to work just as soon as possible. No papers to sign. Handshake seals the deal, and then we're going to quickly locate a deal for your new private lender to fund. Put it to work, or it may disappear on you. Now, how are you going to find existing private lenders? As I said, existing private lenders, these are in addition to your warm market, existing private lenders, you're going to use our private lender data feed. Now, in the private lender data feed, we've already got direct mail letters uploaded in the data feed. And these letters are used to get them to respond to you, right? So I'm not openly soliciting, even though due to 502B we can now, or 506B, excuse me. But you can send out letters, you got their contact information, answer your phone when they respond to the letters. You already know what they're loaning out at, their interest rates. You search by your zip code, set up your one-on-one appointment, meet your lender in person or in Zoom, and then you're going to get a verbal pledge. Simple enough. You got the warm market, expanded warm market, and then existing private lenders to fund your deals. These are the private lender documents that you'll use on every private lender deal that you close. And here they are. There's five documents. And by the way, in the Private Money Success System, there is a document that we call the Closing Agent Instruction Letter. The Closing Agent Instruction Letter. It's a one-page Word document. You can download it right to your laptop. Takes you maybe 5 minutes to fill it in, right? Who's the borrower? You, your entity. Who's the lender? Your private lender. What's the loan amount? What's the interest rate? What's the frequency of payments? Takes you no time to fill it out. You email it to your real estate attorney who's going to prepare your documents. And now, if you've got a relationship with your attorney like we do, you'll get your documents, your closing documents prepared within 24 business hours and give you your documents that you need for the closing. So here's the first document, either the appraisal or the comparative market analysis. Now, interestingly enough, of course, I always have a CMA before I make an offer on a house. But here's what's interesting. I've never had one of our private lenders ask for the appraisal of the CMA. But I've got it. I've got it if they want it. Number two, the promissory note. Promissory note. Of course, the promissory note just lays out who's the borrower, lender, etc. And then you have either the mortgage or the deed of trust. They're one and the same. They're going to collateralize the note, right? So you got the mortgage or the deed of trust that collateralizes the note and protects your private lender. On the insurance policy, you're going to name your private lender as the mortgagee. As the what? The mortgagee. Because when you borrow money from a bank, the bank is named as the mortgagee. Now, why are you going to list him as a mortgagee? Because if there's a claim against that property, then the insurance company is going to make the check payable to your private lender and to you. They got to sign off on it. That just gives another layer of protection to your private lender. And then title policy. We're going to name your private lender as an additional insured on the title policy. So if there's any title issues down the road, then of course they are protected as well. So I got a big question for you, and I want you to yell it out. If you would like to have $500,000 in private money to use within the next 30 days, yell out, I want it!
I want it.
One more time, I want it! Okay, here's how you get it. The Private Money Success System, there's three main components to the success system. Number one, there's online training. That's the Private Money Success System delivered to you on Kajabi. You'll be able to enroll right there in the back with the staff. You deliver to you on Kajabi, and listen, you can download the Kajabi app to your smartphone. You don't have to go to your laptop. In the Private Money Success System, it's a little bit less than 6 hours of training, and it's all me. I got a few other people joining me. Less than 6 hours. The reason I tell you that is you don't have to go through a 40-hour course to learn how to get all the private money that you would want to get. So you have the Kajabi training. Secondly, three-day live event. We just had our last one last week in Morehead City, Atlantic Beach, North Carolina. We had movers and shakers and newbies from all over the nation at the Private Money Academy Conference. So what's going on at this three-day live event? I'll tell you that in a moment. And then you've got unlimited support. I tell you what, your success is very, very important to me and Carol Joy and our team, and we ain't going nowhere. We're not giving you some, you know, digital course, and they're just leaving you out there to figure it out on yourself. In fact, I'm going to show you here in a second how you can get my personal cell phone number to help you directly. So these are the three components: the Kajabi training, Private Money Success System, the tickets, two tickets to the three-day live event, and then the unlimited support. Let me break it down. So the proven step-by-step Private Money Success System, you're going to get instant access to the course via email. Secondly, download the Kajabi app on your smartphone for on-the-go learning. You can Bluetooth it right through your car if you want to. So you got a private money teacher in your pocket, if you will. So that's the online training. And then in addition to that, inside the digital course, you're going to receive the tools that I use to grow my own network of private lenders and the additional tools to help you. So what am I talking about? You're going to get my private money scripts. You're going to get my brochures. You're going to get my private money letters that I use to attract private money, and you're going to get the audio script of that 16-minute audio I was telling you about that I got all that money from Big Al. Now, you're going to get access to existing private lenders. You're going to get my PowerPoint presentations for teaching private money to your warm market. Online training in less than 6 hours. You're going to discover how to get all the private money you would want, regardless of, number one, your credit. Your credit's got nothing to do with it, regardless of your income and regardless of your experience. Sometimes real estate investors will say, Jay, who in the world is going to loan me private money and I've never done a deal? Well, there's very few of you in this audience. But for those of you who do ask, it's like if you don't pay them, the property does. That's why we give them the collateral. So again, on the online train, you're going to get private money using my Private Money Success System. And it's key for three things. This system, number one, builds confidence on making more offers. Has anybody ever heard this? And it drives me nuts. Raise your hand, have you heard anybody say this? Oh, just get the deal under contract, the money will show up. Anybody ever heard that? I want to throw up. Where's it going to show up? Is it going to like rain out of clouds? Repeat after me. The money comes first. Of course. Think how many more offers you're going to make when the money does come first. So building confidence on making offers, making more offers, and making the largest profits. When you're using private money, those are the biggest profits. And this is only attainable through the Private Money Success System. Here's a member success. $1,300,000 in private money in less than a year when Shannon got the system. Secondly, here is Mac Mirza from Raleigh, North Carolina. He raised $1,000,000 in 3 days. In addition to that, here is a few reviews, success stories from our members. Take a listen. Hope we got the audio turned up.
Thank you.
The experience with working with Jay has been really incredible for us. We've known Jay for a little while before we got involved with real estate. He's just so authentic and genuine that we were drawn to him from the very first time we met him.
Jay meets no stranger. Every time I have seen him, he's been very consistent. He knows me the second time, and he's all about serving and helping other people.
There are a lot of educators. And they're not very genuine, or they're there to build a following and have people join their mentorship. Jay wants to give this away and pay it forward.
He's authentic, he's true to himself, and he truly loves and cares about people that sign up.
After 30 years in the real estate business, I feel like I've got a new lease on this business. I can invest anywhere, anytime with other people's money, thanks to Jay.
Because he is the authority, he's the master in private money. I really identify with him spiritually and relationship-wise. I think he's a great man, I think very highly of him, and he's become a personal friend.
I feel Jay did such a great job with this program, making it and making it so crystal clear, and you know that he means what he says, and he says what he means, and you can trust that he's going to follow through with what he says.
He's been a great mentor, a great teacher.
The type of guy that's laid back and just want to talk and have a relationship with you and help you.
Jay also teaches you how to not just be concerned about the money, but actually care about the person behind it.
He really, really, from the bottom of his heart, says, hey, if you're not doing this to help people, if you're doing it for the money, success is probably going to be just outside your reach.
It's not about being just a good businessman, but it's about being a good person.
Jay's the best, and you won't find anybody better.
If you need private money, you need to come listen to Jay.
Jay, thank you so much. You've affected my business in a really big way.
My husband was able to quit his job, and now we have that quality family time that we've always dreamed of.
Since starting with Jay, we've raised a total of $780,000.
And because of Jay, I just raised $900,000 in one phone call.
Since I've been with Jay, we've raised over $1 million. It's definitely changed my life.
I've never learned so much. It was just worth it.
Final thoughts is, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and do it.
So that's a few success stories. Now, the three-day live event that I talked about, the Private Money Academy Conference, I'm going to give you two tickets included in this package. Receive two tickets. I do this live event three times a year. You're going to meet mine and Carol Joy's private lenders at the event and network with them. And I'm also going to teach you our four pillars of how we do the business, not only about private money, but how we find deals ahead of other real estate investors and the funding. We also do rehabbing if you're interested in that. And then we teach how to sell any house in any market in 3 days or less. And then the third day is all about automation. You're also going to have our team members there. You'll get to see our team members. Julie Wickheiser, our attorney, how we work with her, how we get deals funded in 3 days. You're going to meet our acquisitionist. You're going to meet our realtor that we work with, the entire team that allows us to run the business on automatic. And we've got the virtual tour on rehabs. And so the live event success stories, here's Carly, over $900,000 in one phone call. Another success story, Daniela. The culture here is amazing. Raise your hand if you've been to another real estate investing conference. Anybody been here to another one? Good. Because when you come to this conference, I guarantee you, you're going to feel something different. Another success story here is Erica. Now we have quality family time. Her husband, Eric, quit his full-time job with the railroad after working with us for 9 months. And then another success story, here's Jonathan, got $780,000. And here is just a couple of success stories of people that have been to our Private Money Academy live event.
Jay Conner's event is different from other events because it's very interactive. You're learning amongst other people that's experienced and others that aren't experienced. He definitely wants everyone to come here and get the exact understanding of what private money is.
Coming to an event where everybody's trying to collaborate, to help each other, to share their stories, their mistakes, so others don't do them, is just unbelievable.
The classes keep me on point. The coaching is there whenever I need help. I feel like I've already got my money's worth.
If you follow his program, he guarantees you'll get the money. He guarantees you'll make that back. And that's how much he believes in his program. That's how much he believes in himself and what he believes that he can help people do.
He enjoys what he does. Now that's for sure.
I met Jay 3 years ago at one of Ron LeGrand's event. Just raised another $431,000 since his last event. Love what he's taught me, love learning, and love raising private money. I highly recommend you to come to his next event and also learn what I've learned.
I raised $2 million while at the event here last year. I've raised more since then. I'm up to about $5.5 million. Left my job January 1. Just over broke, my J-O-B, and I'm full-time real estate entrepreneur and investor. Thank you, Jay, Carol Joy, the team. You've changed my life and my family's life forever.
So there's a few of those success stories of the three-day live event. I want you to write these dates down. Write these dates down. Three dates in 2024. We got February 14, 15, and 16. These are always on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So February 14, 15, and 16. Then we have June 12 through the 14th, October 23rd through the 25th next year. And that's all right there in beautiful East North Carolina, beautiful resort right on the ocean. And then you've got unlimited support in addition to the Quick Start Coaching Call, which is going to be next Wednesday with all of you that are enrolling as new members here. You're going to receive ongoing email support, unlimited office assistance, and direct access to our trusted proof of funds generator. So here's the recap. You got the course on Kajabi, you got the three-day live event, you got support and proof of funds. Raise your hand if you want to make any offers on bank-owned properties. Anybody want to make offers on bank-owned properties? You know you need proof of funds letters, right? I've got access for you to our proof of funds letters, and I've been giving them out for 6 years. No bank has ever turned them down, so you got proof of funds letters as well. So the total value of this package, your risk-free investment here is $2,500 for this package. Raise your hand if you want that price lower. Raise your hand if you want it lower. Okay, the 10 of you that aren't raising your hand, you can leave. All right, so you want the price lower. So, okay, there you go, it's lower. Oh, that's terrible. That is a bad joke. That is a bad joke. So I'm going to stop pulling your leg. So your investment's not $2,500. Your investment's not $1,997. In fact, I do have it on the website at $2,500, this package. But here at OREA, right here, is only $1,497. Now, let me tell you what I'm getting ready to do. I'm getting ready to give away $4,000 in bonuses. $4,000 in bonuses, and I'm going to congratulate you for being here in the room. If you are in the room here right now, which you are because you're listening to me, if you're here in the room, you're going to get the $4,000 worth of bonuses to go ahead and get enrolled. And here's the bonuses. First bonus is I'm going to personally record that 16-minute audio for you. I've got a little template that you'll email in your production, in your introduction, and I'll go to the studio. I'll record the 16-minute audio for you. You'll get your first 25 CDs for free. You'll get the QR code, you'll get the MP3, and you can use that audio just like I have to attract unlimited private funding for you. That's action bonus right there. Of course, we got the website down here as well, but to get the bonuses, you're going to want to enroll in the back of the room. Bonus number two, you're going to get 4 months direct access to my personal cell phone, and that is not that's not some other cell phone. That's my actual cell phone that I use, and you can call me up, you can text me, I'll help you with any kind of private money support that you want. Bonus number three, because you're in this room getting these bonuses, Carol Joy and I are going to give every one of you that enroll a free week's vacation right there in our market in Eastern North Carolina at one of our condominiums there on the ocean. Again, that's because you're here in this room. And bonus number four, because you're here in the room, you're going to get a tablet mailed to you in the mail with access to the private money data feed, access to the existing private lenders. So there's the recap with all the bonuses valued at $93,982, and your total investment is $1,497. Why my way? 1 year of hard money, probably of $100,000. You might spend $20,000, I don't know. But my system, Funding for Life, $1,497. I got a guarantee for you, a full year guarantee. How long? A full year. If you don't have at least a measly $100,000 in a year of private money and you've been to one of our events, then I'll write your investment back. Now, if that wasn't good enough, who just wants everything for free? Raise your hand if you want it for free. Okay, the other 10 of you can go on break. If you want for free, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a full 90 days. How many days? 90 days to use the Private Money Success System, and I will give you those 90 days to use it and send me your testimonial. 3 months to send me your testimonial as to how my system has helped you get your next private money deal, and I'm going to write you a check back for $1,497. So view the $1,497 as a deposit on getting this package. I want to welcome you to Jay and Carol Joy's World of Private Lending. There's the complete recap right there. If you learned a lot in this session, put your hands together for me right now. All right, come on back and get enrolled. I'm going to be in the back in the staff with the staff if you got any questions, and we're going to go on break. Thank you again for being here with me, and come on back and come into my world. I want to thank you for the opportunity this afternoon, and I look forward to making a transformation and a difference in your world. Come on back and see me.